American Rivers, an advocacy group, says aging dams that no longer serve a purpose are putting people and rivers in danger. The organization's latest report, Free Rivers, the State of Dam Removal in the United States, makes a case for taking down out-of-date dams. Jesse Thomas Blate is director of river restoration at American Rivers. She raises money for dam removal projects, works on permitting and design plans with engineers.
Then I go out to construction sites and make sure that construction contractors are doing what they need to do to make projects happen.
I recently spoke with her about the new report. According to the report, 57 dams were removed in 22 states in 2021, 7 in Pennsylvania. What's the scope of the problem from American Rivers perspective?
Many of the dams across the country, a majority of them likely, are getting to the point where they are exceeding the lifespan for which they were designed. One of the misconceptions that people often are not aware of is that dams don't all provide hydropower. In fact, a very small percentage of them actually provide hydropower. Most of them do not provide flood control. Many of them were built over, 50, 100 or more years ago for mills, for example, that are no longer there. And we have hundreds of thousands of dams across the country. Many of them are in this situation where people need to decide, what do we do with this structure at this point? Do we fix it? Do we rebuild it? Or do we take it down? And so American Rivers works with communities, independent owners, and so forth to make sure that they can deal with these projects without sort of being stuck in the what do I do with this? So we give them assistance in helping manage the projects for them and raise money so that the burden of paying for removal of structures isn't always completely on the owner of the dam, because these projects can be fairly expensive.
What impact do these older dams have on water quality?
It depends some on the river system and how the river flows and what type of dam it is. But dams can cause changes in dissolved oxygen upstream. They can cause warming in an impoundment upstream. Sometimes if it's creating a big reservoir, they can increase the release of methane, which is a problem for climate change and increasing climate change. So they can have some impact on water quality for sure. That isn't typically the greatest impact that they have.
So what are some of the other benefits of dam removal?
Dam removal allows rivers to get back to sort of their natural state. It allows fish to move naturally who need to migrate to get to places where they need to go to spawn. It allows them access to habitat that they wouldn't otherwise be able to access. It allows the natural movement of sediment and nutrients through river systems, which is important, going both upstream and downstream to make sure that things are able to move around, and that creates a healthy ecosystem. So those are some of the biggest environmental impacts.
And there's a safety issue too, right?
Absolutely. A lot of times the motivation for dam removal is less on the environmental side and more on the liability side and the public safety side. Dam owners, if they have a dam, especially if it's not serving a useful purpose anymore, they're responsible still for maintaining it, and they hold the liability for that structure. If someone goes out and gets hurt playing around on it, then they're liable because they own it. And so a lot of times that provides motivation for folks to consider, is it really worth keeping this structure in place? Dams are a particular hazard if they're smaller and people recreate on the river. If people are paddling or fishing or swimming near the dam, it may look like it's just a small dam and not a big deal. But people don't always realize that those dams can actually be very dangerous if people kind of get sucked in underneath the current of the dam. That can be a real hazard and potential, life threat for folks who are recreating around there.
The report identifies dams to watch in 2022 and beyond, including projects that we've reported on the Mahoning River in northeastern Ohio and part of Pennsylvania. Why did they make the list?
They have a great project that they're working on out there where they're looking at removing 9 dams. It's a big project. It's a big effort that they're undergoing, that they've acknowledged that these dams are having an impact. They aren't needed. anymore. And so there's an opportunity there to really revitalize, you know, an entire river system. It's rare, I would say, for a project to kind of start out planning to remove 9 dams in a system. You might get 1 or 2, 3, maybe, but 9 is very remarkable. Most communities don't have that landscape vision for restoring their rivers. The folks up in the Mahoning have really taken a look at their sort of river system a little on a broader scale and said, how do we revitalize this, you know, all the way through and not just in one very, you know, isolated area. And that's a unique thing. Thinking on that broader scale is very hard for communities to do. And so that's one of the great things about that project.
How much money from the federal infrastructure law that was passed last year will go toward dam removals and maintenance? And is it enough?
That's a good question. The infrastructure bill contains $4.5 billion for watershed restoration, which includes $2.4 billion to support removal, rehabilitation, and retrofit of dams. $800 million of that is going towards dam removal. And this is, you know, across the country, not just in Pennsylvania. So it's a significant investment. I would say it's a bigger investment, you know, in one fell swoop than we've had up to this point, which is fantastic. It's not going to be enough to address all of the dams. There are just within the national inventory of dams, which is managed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, has about 90,000 dams in it. And that is likely a fraction of the dams that are out there. They don't look at small dams. You know, it has to be kind of bigger than 25 feet and so forth. And so there's another probably few hundred thousand dams out there on top of that. So this will be a good start to addressing the biggest problem structures, those, you know, most concerning high hazard dams that are likely to be a threat to life or property, the places hopefully that have the most ecological benefit, things like that. But in order to really address this problem, we're going to need to continue to invest in these types of projects down the road.
What else would you like to see happen? What are you advocating for?
There is another opportunity through the 21st Century Dams Act to provide more funding and support for dam removal. That is potentially going to be packaged with the Water Resources Development Act, which is something that Congress is working on right now. So we're hoping that that turns into additional funding for these types of projects. And it would also be, there's really a need on the federal level for increased coordination between federal agencies on this issue. And the provisions in that bill start to address some of that and require the federal agencies to coordinate with each other a little better. One of the other issues is that there's been a big focus on shovel-ready projects that are ready to go immediately to construction. But a lot of projects haven't even started yet. And so we need to make sure that we're also investing in those queue building type projects, going out and building relationships with communities, getting them to understand why this is important to do, and then getting into the design of projects and working with partners to get all the stakeholders together. It's making sure that we're doing the best that we can to restore the health of the system and to also address concerns of the community alongside that.
What I got from this report is that there have been some successes, but that we need to kind of hurry up and address some more things more quickly. Is that fair?
That's definitely fair. We've had some great projects happen. You know, we've had a lot of progress up to this point, but it's not really been fast enough to address the problem. The scope of the number of dams is just huge. Even when we think about starting to remove, instead of say 100 dams a year, you know, a few hundred dams a year, that still is a small portion of the dams that are out there and impacting rivers. And so if you start to run the numbers and do the math, you realize like we really need to start, you know, investing in this, just as we invest in other infrastructure and repairing that and dealing with that. We need to do that with dams as well.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.
Jesse Thomas Blate is Director of River Restoration at American Rivers. You can look at their report, Free Rivers, the State of Dam Removal in the United States, at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.